Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Opening this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, we hear from the legendary Fats Waller, one of the great stride pianists of the century. also a fine vocalist too, and we heard him in both capacities this morning, along with his friends. The song is Ain't Misbehaving, composition by Fats Waller himself along with Andy Razaf. And they recorded that in 1943. And joining Fats in the studio that day, amongst others, was a young Benny Carter, the great alto sax player. And playing, actually, on this recording, unusually, the trumpet. A very versatile performer and musician was Benny Carter. Well, they opened this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we have some lovely songs for you today in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Lovely songs and some very fine artists, which we will hear just coming up. We're going to go to 1947 for our next recording, and that's from Harry James and his orchestra. Well, he had started out in the 30s and played for a while with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and then he went solo with his own orchestra, which went on to have a very long and successful run as one of the great big bands of the time. He's joined on this recording by singer Marion Morgan, one of the many singers who sang with the band from time to time, and Marion was a particularly fine one. They will bring us a song called Strange, What a Song Can Do. And it was written by Louis Alter and Eddie DeLange. And then forward a decade to one of the finest collections of jazz and popular music. And it was recorded by Ella Fitzgerald in her songbook celebrating the work of the great composers. This morning we're going to hear her from 1958 along with the orchestra of Paul Weston. This is from her Irving Berlin songbook, and the song is called The Song Is Ended, but the melody lingers on. And then we'll go to 1962 to a singer who we remember best as being in the rock and roll genre, but he also had a very fine voice and recorded a number of the great standards at the time. And this is 1962. It's Bobby Darin. And he's joined by the orchestra of Billy May. And another Irving Berlin song, this time All by Myself. And that'll be three songs. And we will start with Harry James and his orchestra, Marion Morgan, Strange, What a Song Can Do.
Mighty strange, what a song can do. Tunes can in truth set the mood that we wander through. With one you hear the ocean's for a storm is born, another paints the sheep in the meadow next to the cows in the corn. Every lover alive has been led by a melody. Star while the rest have a memory. I thought that love had passed me by, but then a song brought me you.
Thank you.
that love had passed me by. But then a song brought me you, and although we may change, it's so strange what a song can do.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There, 'neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on and on and on and on and on and on. And on. There, 'neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone. But the melody lingers on and 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 on.
All by myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. All by myself I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning, all myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. 'Cause I'm all by myself and I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. And I'm all by myself, so I get lonely just watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older.
You've just been listening to Bobby Darin, a lovely voice and a very fine delivery of the Irving Berlin song, All By Myself from 1962. Before Bobby, we heard the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald from 1958. Again, Irving Berlin wrote the song and is called The Song Is Ended. And we started out with Harry James and his orchestra, Marion Morgan with the lyrics, Strange What a Song Can Do. Recorded in 1947. And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and I'm joining you today with recordings made from the 1930s through to the 1960s. Some wonderful songs, and we have a great lineup of singers and musicians for you today. And we've got three more singers coming up. I'm going to go to 1944 for our next two songs. First of all, from 1944, we'll hear Maxine Sullivan, a really delightful jazz singer with a very delicate style, very lyrical, a lovely swing lilt to it. The song that she's bringing to us this morning is called I Carry the Torch for You. It was written by Joe Davis. And Maxine is joined by the orchestra of Cedric Wallace. Staying in that year, we're going to hear from Jo Stafford. This is 1944, as I said, so she's starting out on her solo career at this point after having spent some time with the orchestra of Tommy Dorsey and the vocal group, the Pied Pipers. She may be recording this with her husband, Paul Weston. I'm not sure. I don't have the details, I'm afraid. But the song is lovely, and Jo's delivery is impeccable. Long Ago and Far Away. Written by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin. A marvelous combination that was. For the musical Cover Girl. And then we'll go to 1957. And to a singer called Dean Martin. Well, what a lovely voice he had. Very relaxed, very fine style. And of course, had a long career. And a great television show. I do remember watching that in the days gone by. And Dean is joining us this morning with a song written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart called It's Easy to Remember. And that will be Dean Martin from 1957. And we'll start with Maxine Sullivan from 1944, I Carry the Torch for You.
The mention of your name sets me all aflame and thrills me through and through. Yes, anyone can guess it. I carry the torch for you. You taught my heart to yearn, caused my lips to burn. You've made my dreams come true. my actions all expressive. I carry the torch for you. You always speak so sweetly. Your smiles will never tire. My life is yours completely. You've set my soul on fire. You make the clouds take flight. You're my guiding light that turns the gray to blue. I'm happy to confess it. I carry the torch for you. My actions all expressive. I carry the torch for you. You always speak so sweetly. Your smiles will never tire. My life is yours completely. You set my soul on fire. You make the clouds take flight. You're my guiding light that turns the gray to blue. I'm happy to confess it. I carry the torch for you.
Thank you.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but oh, so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely old feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, and so hard to forget.
That was Dean Martin. It's a lovely version of the Rodgers and Hart song, It's Easy to Remember. Before that, we heard Jo Stafford at the beginning of her solo career in 1944 with Jerome Kern's melody and Ira Gershwin's words, Long Ago and Far Away. And we started out with Maxine Sullivan from 1944, I Carry the Torch for You. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we've got some lovely singers for you and some great orchestras and smaller groups in the studio with them. These are recordings from the 1930s through to 1962. And our next recording is from the 1930s. It's from 1938. One of my favorite singers from the time, and that was Mildred Bailey. Lovely swing style. And she made many recordings in that decade with some of the great musicians around for the Brunswick and Columbia label, I believe. She's joined on this recording by an orchestra led by her husband, Red Norvo, who is a very fine vibraphonist and also a fine pianist, too. And he went on to have a wonderful career, lasted for decades. And the orchestra he led in the 30s, often accompanying Mildred, was a very particularly fine one. They're going to join us with a song written by Henry Nemo, and Duke Ellington, and John Redmond called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. And then forward to 1954, and we're going to listen to a small group that includes trumpet player Chet Baker, one of the great trumpet players of the century, What a beautiful, gentle and mellow tone he had. And he is joined on this one by pianist Russ Freeman, along with Carson Smith on bass and Bob Neal on drums. And also on this one, a special treat, Chet Baker will be bringing us the lyrics. Very fine voice too, very gentle, like his trumpet playing. The song is called Look for the Silver Lining, and it was introduced in the musical Sally on Broadway in 1920, which was written by Buddy De Silva and Jerome Kern, a particular favorite of mine, and Chet does a lovely, poignant performance on this one. And then another small group from 1950 we will hear, and it is accompanying, or they are accompanying, singer Sarah Vaughan. Well, she has a marvelous voice, a very strong voice, also very expressive too. She had a very long career, and this is early days for Sarah, but oh, the style and the talent is very much there already. The song was written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, and it's called Come Rain or Come Shine. And we will start with Mildred Bailey, along with Red Norvo and his orchestra, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you a heart full of joy and gladness. We'll always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of cloudy or sunny.
Horn bringing us a beautiful recording of the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer song Come Rain or Come Shine from 1950. Chet Baker joined us from 1954 with Jerome Kern's Look for the Silver Lining. We started out with Mildred Bailey from 1938, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've been listening to songs in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1960s. Our next recording is from 1953 with the lovely voice of a very popular singer, and that is Tony Bennett. And what a beautiful voice he had, very warm and relaxed. And we will hear him this morning with a song from the musical Kismet called Stranger in Paradise. The song was based on a melody by Alexander Borodin and the songwriting team of Forrest and Wright, who did the score for the movie. Tony is joined by the orchestra of Percy Faith and the Ray Charles Singers, all from 1953. Then to 1946, so we'll go back to 1946 and hear from a lady who is a particular favorite of mine, and that is Kay Starr. She started out, I guess, in the 1940s, had a wonderful career. She could sing in many different styles, from ballads to jazz and also into the pop world, even a bit of rock and roll from time to time. Kay will join us this morning with a song called He's Funny That Way, melody by Richard Whiting, and the words by Neil Morette. And then to 1958, to a lovely singer, another wonderful singer. We've got them all today. Perry Como. Well, of course, he had a very long career in television as well as in the music field. He's joining us this morning from 1958. With the song You Made Me Love You. It was written by Jimmy Monaco and Joseph McCarthy. And he's joined by the orchestra led by Mitchell Ayers, and once again a chorus led by Ray Charles. So we hear twice from Ray Charles and his singers this morning. And that'll be Perry Como from 1958. We will start with Tony Bennett and Stranger in Paradise from 1953.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise. All lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the chance
sense that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no
times, dear, made me feel so bad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you, didn't want to tell you I want some love that's true. Yes, I do. Did I do? You know I do. Gimme, gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I'd die for. You know.
You just heard from Perry Como from 1958, You Made Me Love You. Before Perry, we heard from K-Star from 1946, He's Funny That Way. And we started out with Tony Bennett from 1953, joined by the orchestra of Percy Faith, Stranger in Paradise. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and I do hope you enjoyed our songs this morning and our recordings of those songs and our wonderful singers too. We have one more song for you, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, but I would like to say thank you very much for joining me today, and do please stay with us. Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Our final song for today is brought to us by Vic Damone. As you may know, if you listen to the show, I'm particularly fond of Vic's voice. This was a huge hit for him back in 1956. The song is called On the Street Where You Live. It was featured in the very long-running musical My Fair Lady, and written by Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner. Once again, we hear from the Percy Faith Orchestra, Vic Damone with On the Street Where You Live.
Street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by